A federal appeals court has granted a stay on a lower court's injunction while it reviews the clemency board's appeal. The appellate court's ruling cites a 1969 Supreme Court decision that said Florida's rights restoration system does not violate the 14th Amendment. The decision is an apparent victory for Governor Rick Scott, who announced a U.S. Senate run this month. Attorney General Pam Bondi has held firm in her stance since the injunction was filed in late March.
We will appeal this to the highest level.
Why?
Because we have been following the law. We firmly believe it is the law in the state of Florida, and we plan on enforcing the laws.
News of the decision came little more than an hour before a hastily scheduled clemency board meeting for 9:30 Wednesday night. As the board awaited results of their appeal, the governor's office published a draft of revised rules. The meeting was canceled minutes after the appellate court's ruling. In its current system, Florida's felons have to wait a mandatory 5 years before they can vote again, and even then, they have to apply and be selected by the state clemency board. Florida's voters will get their chance to demand change to the system in November, when a citizens' initiative amendment will be on the ballot. Meanwhile, a rally at Florida's Capitol led by the Reverend Al Sharpton is planned for noon today. Organizers say it is aimed at sending a message to the clemency board. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.